Gentlemen, welcome to 10 Dozen Minutes of Skullhead and Friends. This is 10 Dozen Minutes of Extraneous Plurals because I don't have friends. I have friend. And that
friend...
Who
needs more than one?
Who needs more than one when that friend is vaginal blood fart?
Hey, everybody.
Or VBF. Yeah, Jake apparently has some kind of throat voice issue thing. He had like a latent semen allergy, apparently.
I was just going to ask if the problem was stuffed with cock.
Yeah, well, apparently if you have too much of anything, your body can flip on you, and you'll develop an allergy to it. So probably that was just one blowjob too many, and the semen just closed his throat right up. So Jake can't talk. I thought about doing the show, actually, kind of having him text me the answers to the questions and just reading them in my approximation of his voice.
That could get old.
Yeah, it could. Plus, when I'm on the show with him, I don't do my voice at all, really, ever. So it would just sound like me talking like him and him talking like me. And,
yeah. And that's a lot of bad Ray Romano impressions.
Yeah, it really is. You know, everyone sounds a bit nasally through this setup, though.
True.
You know, basically, we're one step up here from running a string from my house to your house and putting a tin can on either end.
It kind of seems that way. I'm finding that my headset cuts out when I'm talking, so that I can't necessarily hear if you're saying something.
Oh, excellent.
So that'll be a challenge.
Yeah, well, I'm used to that with Zach, because there's a delay.
Yeah.
So, it'll be all right. It's a shame that I'm not doing this from my laptop, because then I could have my webcam up, and I could send you video.
Hell nice.
Yeah. My wife's breastfeeding as we speak. You could get in on some of that shit.
Does she still have the ability to shoot milk across the room?
Not across the room, but she can go for distance.
Nice. Now Greta's telling me I need to stop breathing.
I can hear your breathing a little. It's not bad.
Okay, cool. I can adjust the mic.
I think she just wants you dead.
I know. I wasn't sure if that was a threat or if that was in relation to the show. I believe she is downstairs listening so that she can mind the kids while I'm up here, so it's not too loud.
Let's see. I thought I warned people in chat that this was going to be a Skullhead and Friends show, so that I warned them that they would be profoundly disappointed if they attempted to ask a bunch of questions about niggling technical details of how the game is played.
Yeah, Star Wars and porn were our strengths, I believe we discovered last time.
Yeah, and gonads and strife.
Right. What is that exactly that people keep referring to?
Oh. When we're on our music break here, mute your mic and Google gonads and strife.
Okay.
It's a little flash video, a couple minutes long.
But, okay. That's just one of those internet memes I've failed to discover appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm, like, way behind the curve.
Yeah, explaining it to you would be kind of pointless. Because,
true.
You
know, well, explaining most things to me is kind of pointless if you ask Greta, so...
It's called a pillow. You put
I thought you were
going to
go clitoris, but either one works.
Yeah, did I want to imply that you were bad in the sack or dumb, you know? Either way.
You know, six of one, half a dozen of the other.
Six of one and eight of the other.
Oh, right, of course.
What we're going to do, what I really want to do for this year's KOL Con shirt is... have like a view of a six pack from above, so you know, just like six tops of cans
with a dead seagull in each one.
No, sadly, only eight of them. Yeah, so
KOL
Con six pack and then eight beers, so that everyone can look at your con shirt and go, "What the hell is KOL and why can't they count?"
Exactly. Yeah, and except for like the few players that are old school enough. Does that even do people still talk about that, or is that completely disappeared?
It's all over the game.
But people still do talk about the eight beers in a six-pack?
Nobody besides that one dude ever thought that it looked like that.
Oh, okay. I seem to remember that's something that came up frequently enough on old radio shows.
It did, but it was just one guy.
Oh, I thought it was like a movement of, like, what the hell is wrong with you people?
No, every week he would write in, like, there are eight beers in the six-pack, please fix.
I've never seen it, so.
Yeah. And we kept saying... Do you mean that when you use the six-pack, it's kicking out eight beers into your inventory, or do you mean the picture looks like there's eight? Because if it's the latter, you're insane. And he would respond with, there are eight beers in the six-pack, please fix.
Sweet.
I mean, there are enough little references to that in the game now that people just kind of take it as a trope. Yeah, like, here's another joke I don't understand.
Yeah. Greta wants to know the date for KOLCon this year. What is it? Have you nailed it down?
We don't have it yet.
You suck. How am I supposed to disappoint you by telling you I got Renfest that weekend?
I don't know.
Or do I have Renfest that weekend? You were saying it was going to be a little later, right?
It is going to be later. But apparently they're running Renfest later, too. I don't think they understand that in the Venn diagram, which is like, so overweight people slightly overlapping with fucking weird people would be entirely contained in a circle that says Renfest and Kingdom of Loathing. Like, we have the exact same fan base. So
pretty
I don't know why they got to get on top of our con.
Although, I found that the Renaissance Festival has problems with that kind of Venn diagramming of fan bases, since they also usually have the Minneapolis or St. Paul Irish Fair, where Flogging Molly and a bunch of other, like, those kind of punk rock Irish bands play that every Rennie wants to go to is usually on the first weekend.
Oh, yeah, we went to that last year.
Yeah, there's always a couple events that overlap perfectly with the Renaissance Festival that are perfectly suited to Rennies.
Yeah, like the Gay Pride Parade.
Actually, no, we're able to do that one.
Okay, good.
Which I have actually done, yeah.
I would totally do a Gay Pride Parade.
It is so much fun.
I'm straight, but goddamn if I'm not proud of gay people.
Exactly.
Right on, yeah. Gay people. I was going to do something very important. Oh, I was going to look in my utilities to see if there was any information about KOLCon hidden in private. I know we're not ready to make an announcement. I was hoping to tease some stuff, but...
Yeah, I don't mean to be outing something that I'm not supposed to...
Now, it looks like there's no information. I know there's lies on the case, and we're trying to change it up a little bit from the previous couple of years. And
this wasn't part of the idea to make it not so bloody hot.
Yeah, not so bloody hot, but then, like, the Tempe Center for the Arts was almost what we wanted, but they were too fancy for us. They
charged us. It was a little
creepy. Way too much fucking money, a ridiculous amount of money. And on top of that, they took a percentage of our sales, and they made us use their food, which I thought was terrible.
It was...
Jick was talking about how tasty it was. So he was like, God, that really? Shit, that was way better than that fucking Famous Dave's. Like, you don't have a mouth.
Yeah, or you've never been to a Famous Dave's.
Too much semen has...
We're back to the original problem.
Right. Every year we had Famous Dave's cater it, and last year... They said, oh, by the way, since you're going to be in our snooty facility, you have to use our caterer. And they proceeded to pile this shit upon us that was barely edible. So we're looking for something in a, like, set of rooms that we can be in all day on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So we would, like, have the barbecue and then have a break and then have the concert and costume contest there. So it's kind of
there a costume
one
contest?
Place. There was the year or 2 years before at KOLCon 4. No, or 3. KOLCon 3. There was a costume party, and Jake rented a house.
I see. Okay, I seem to remember hearing stories of the house one getting crazy.
Yeah, and it was neat, but it was in the middle of nowhere, and it's just a bad idea to have us hosting a party in a private residence.
I would feel really... uncomfortable the whole time, I think, knowing I was hanging out in someone else's house.
It was a vacation house, so it was, like, as long as we didn't destroy the place completely, it was all right.
Yes. But, I mean, it has none of their shit in it. It's just basically like the townhouse we stayed in when we were down there?
Yeah.
Okay, that's not so bad, then.
Yeah, so anyway, that worked really well, but then year four, we didn't do that because it was just too hard to figure out, and that's when we did the first concert. And then last
year... You've only done 2 years of concerts?
Concert, yeah.
Huh.
And then last year we did the concert, and that worked okay. 4 years we did the concert, that worked okay, except the venue kind of sucked. Last year we did the concert, it worked really well.
Yeah, I thought the venue was actually pretty good.
Yeah, I guess people were still complaining about the venue, so we're looking for a place that we can just have for the day and not have to pack up a barbecue and then... bring everybody back for a concert.
So if, well, it, yeah, if it was, or you can set up in one spot.
And if it was more of a like a comfortable space, then we could do make it kind of a giant party in addition to a concert.
Yeah, unless driving is always good. So.
Yeah, well, one way or the other, we're not going to do as much driving. This year for last year for Con, I booked this into a house, and Jess and I got there, and it was a shithole. I mean, that's actually unfair to shitholes, honestly, to say that that place was a shithole. So since our fellow loathers had taken all of the vacation houses in the near vicinity, when we had to switch houses, we ended up a good 20 miles away from the action.
I'm glad you sorted that all out before we even got there, but you could have probably just found like some vacation house, some clan and rented and just showed up and said, "You know who the fuck I am? I'm your goddamn skullhead.
Get out, all of you. Out.
Yes. Here, enjoy your shithole." And they'd be like, "Oh, thank you. Your mysteries are in the mail."
Yeah, I wonder if I could have said, "I will give each of you like a hand turkey. If you'll just get the fuck out of this house." What we should have done is gone to MC Frontalot's little condo. It was awesome.
That was really nice. Yeah.
We should have just gone over there and planted a flag. Just like, sorry, dude.
Does that work? If none of them had been there at the time, can you plant a flag? Does that count?
I think somebody has to witness it.
Oh, I thought you had to do it if no one else is there and you'd be like, technically it's been vacated, and like plant your little flag.
Hmm. No, usually you have to have an army.
Except for natives, because they don't count. So I mean,
we're talking about real people here.
That's better. Well, Greta asks if there are any community centers in where you could do con.
Yeah, there are a few. I mean, it lies on the case. The reason why we didn't use the community.
Yeah, she's pretty smart.
Yeah, we didn't use the community center before because they didn't want to let us bring in our own kegs. They were like, "Sure,
I can see that being true.
You can serve alcohol." But you have to buy the alcohol from us, and then we'll give it to people.
And then it's just double or something?
And yeah, and it's super expensive, but there's no way that it would be as expensive as the Tempe Center for the Arts.
Oh.
I mean, they fucked us raw at the Tempe Center for the Arts.
I feel like it was really nice, but if I'm not going there to, like, see a Shakespeare play, it seems weird.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, and all the restrictions, and we didn't get the whole facility, even with the sheer ton of money that we dropped on these motherfuckers. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's the trick is to always find a place that's just big enough for your needs, and yet is really grateful that you're there.
Yeah, that's why Columbus is so great. Because the first 2 years, the manager at the hotel loved us for renting out 3/4 of his hotel. In like a non-prime season, and he was thrilled that we came
back.
Exactly.
You pick a random month and go, "I'm going to give you a fat stack of cash.
Please don't call the police when we run down the corridors nude."
Maybe I should have gone to KO Columbus.
Columbus is hot, yeah. I think we're going to try and make it this year. We'll see how that goes.
When do they do theirs?
It's usually they have a date. It's November 15th.
All right.
That's way out in the
Wow, that's
aether.
Really quick after regular con.
Yeah, but it's tradition now.
Well, yeah, I suppose.
They're doing it 4 years running. Like, they're only 2 years younger than us.
Yeah, exactly. That's the only other one I can, like, just pull out of the mental hat and go, yeah, there's a big one in Columbus. Like, that's the only other one I can think of.
Yeah, someday we'll make it to the Australia one. See what happens. Tatter says, "No offense, Jick, but it's pronounced AT-AT, not AT-AT, and I don't even consider myself a Star Wars fan."
Yeah, I've always said AT-AT or AT-ST.
I always say AT-AT, but not AT-ST. So.
Huh. I guess just phonetically. There's practicality to that.
It's tricky. I always said AT-AT. Especially after Mars Attacks came out, because that just reminds me of the way that Martians talk.
And there's really nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, absolutely not. My child has started to talk like that when he's pissed. He's like, "Ad-ad, ad-ad-ad." And I look at him and go, "Do not run, we are your friends."
We come in peace. Oh yeah, Greta did tell me before the show to not make sure we do not talk about our kids the whole time.
Yeah, not the whole time. Yeah. Well, I'm used to that with Zach, because I promise I wouldn't make the show
I won't be that guy.
Yeah, I want to be the guy who has something else to talk about, at least. Like, if I've done, say, 3 twats in a day that are about the kid, then I got to come up with something non-kid related for the rest of the day.
Do you have your own twat, or is it just the asymmetric one that you're also twatting on?
No, I have Skullhead.
Oh, you do?
I am at Skullhead.
You just need to take up as much internet real estate as possible.
Hells yes.
Right on.
I really should just use Mighty Bjorn for everything not KOL related, but I didn't.
Just makes it easier for people to find you.
Yeah.
So.
But Mighty Bjorn's always available. Like, every iteration of Skullhead was taken on Kongregate, but Mighty Bjorn still available.
Well, is Mighty Bjorn a reference to anything, or is that just random?
I used to just call myself Bjorn the Mighty, just because I thought words that had a J that sounded like a Y were funny.
They are.
So, I was like, yes, I am the Mighty Bjorn.
Fair enough. And but, I mean, you know, Skullhead being a reference to something, there's always going to be some crazed Animaniacs fan out there that's going to grab it before you.
Yeah.
So,
let's see.
Bjorn.
And Fjord.
Actually, my grandma's maiden name on my mom's side was Bjørken.
Nice.
Yeah, we're a wee bit Norwegian on that side.
Does that mean you occasionally get some Norwegian wood?
It does. Actually, what that means is there's lefse and lutefisk at major holidays.
Mm-hmm. I have not tasted either of those dishes.
Lefse is...
And I want to.
Yeah, lefse is sweet ambrosia. Lutefisk is as advertised.
Mm-hmm. I figure, but, you know, I've eaten everything else.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Somebody
put
in front of me.
Put some, like, dial, like the hand soap. Put that in a mold and put it in, like, your freezer till it coagulates into a gel.
Mm.
That's essentially lutefisk.
Delicious.
And I'm not even exaggerating for comedy. Like, that, quite literally, it is just gelatinous soap. So it's awful. Yeah, it's apparently if you once you make it, you since lye is actually a deadly poison, you make it and then it has to sit in just regular water or something like that for a week or two to make sure it's not actually bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can eat it. So
didn't they used to bury it in the ground?
I think that's ock, or at least that's one of the things. That's the little puffins that you stuff inside a seal and then bury under the ice in like Iceland, like Reykjavik. And you just let them rot in a seal carcass, and there's enough sunlight gets through the ice that it doesn't make anything, like, dangerous, like, bacteriologically grow on it, but it doesn't really cook it, and it's like this super fancy, like, wedding feast type food, and you basically just pull out these little puffins, and you can just yank off all the skin and feathers at one go, along with the head, and then eat the kind of rotten, warm meat.
Interesting.
I had a buddy that was in the Coast Guard and ended up in Reykjavik and accidentally got invited to a wedding after trading a carton of cigarettes for someone's daughter. And by turning down the daughter when he accidentally thought he was just getting some, like, cool trinket, he had insulted the family, and then to make that okay, had to go to this wedding feast and eat this nasty food.
Are you sure they weren't just messing with him?
Everyone else ate it, apparently.
Hmm.
So... Yeah, I could introduce you to the guy, and he can tell the story. It's really kind of disgusting and creepy.
So you'd have to be...
This is like,
if they were, if they were pulling a con, then they're completely hardcore about it.
Right. Like, at that point, you win. I mean, if your con is... You are...
No, it's a delicious traditional dish of our people. Mm.
Yeah, exactly. Like, your whatever level comes above super carny at that point.
Right. let's see. Furtawoom says, the artists who perform at KOL con, are they... Con artists?
I don't get it.
And you never will.
Yeah. Con artists. Ugh.
Rotting Flesh. What?
Who is it that said that one?
Furtawoon.
Note to self. Do not friend Furtawoon.
If I was that dude from Memento, I would tattoo Furtawoon on my arm. With avoid.
Delightful.
That is one of my favorite jokes, though. Landar 2 says, a doctor tells a patient, I'm sorry, but you'll have to stop masturbating. The patient goes, but why? The doctor says,
I'm about to examine you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't say it was a new joke. Just a funny joke.
I like that joke. That's a good joke. Actually, I told that joke 2 nights ago.
Nice. I got to get out to some more of your improv.
Saturday.
Saturday.
Yep, we got the Arbor Day special.
Hmm. I'll have to see how the babysitter situation shapes up. I'm going to start starting Wednesday. I'm going to be the stay-at-home dad, so we'll see how insane I am by the end of the week.
Wait, aren't you already?
Yeah, but Jess has been home the whole time.
Oh, she goes back to work Wednesday.
Yeah.
Okay, I was trying to figure out what had changed. I'm like, you don't go anywhere for work.
Right. Now, when... So it has been like, hey, watch this kid for 2 or 3 hours while I sit in my office and smoke shisha and screw around on the internet and work. And I guess the only thing that's going to change is...
You won't be masturbating as much?
Yeah, and I won't be smoking shisha because the kid's going to be in the office with me.
So. Dad puts hair in his chest.
On the inside. Yeah. It's a he, right?
No, seriously, kid's cute. Can't quite masturbate to it, but it's close.
We don't have to mech it again.
No.
It's good enough for my unborn child. Did I tell you about that? After we did the whole, I cannot masturbate to this, mech it again. We started like, hey, do you think this cookie recipe is all right? And I'd go, yeah, I can masturbate to that. So that became the standard, you know. I can masturbate to that, and Jess picked it up too. So when I was working on the nursery, I would go, is that good? That's good. Okay, I can't see the seam on the drywall, but is it good enough for my unborn child? And so I started saying that to Jess, like, is it good enough for your unborn child? So it got to be, there were two things. Like, sure, I can masturbate to that, but it's not good enough for my unborn child.
Nice.
And it just kept coming up. Let's see. Rotting Flesh says, narrative justification question. Sweet. When you beat the naughty sorceress's first form and lose to her second, why do you have to fight her first form again? Did that fight just not happen? No, she reverts back to her first form. I mean, she manages... She heals herself.
Some kind of time cube thing?
No, she just heals herself sufficiently that she reverts to her pretty form again.
Ah.
And then you have to start all over. She doesn't remember that you fought her before, though. Because the stress of the transformation.
I can imagine that.
Yeah. This is why I get paid the big bucks. Caxia says you guys should make a chat channel specifically for cybering. There is. It's /mod. And it's called /mod because people talk about all of their body modifications while they're cybering. So just ask in any chat channel if you can have access to /mod.
Are tattoos considered a body mod, or is that only things that are more extreme than that?
They are, but... You know, you have to have, like, the dude who had the tattoo with the silicone implants before you get any respect.
Oh, the Enigma dude?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I always consider mods something that... Not tattoo mods as being something that... body mods as being something that involves, like, knives and piercings and things.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, bits of metal being left behind.
Right.
And, you know, accidentally or not. So, like, the guys that do all the stuff with, like, scalpels where they just, like, hack designs into your body.
Right.
I was like, was he a doctor? No, but he's always been really interested in medicine.
My favorite is the, like, putting a row of sockets onto your, like, above your skull and under your scalp so that you can screw big old metal spikes into them.
Oh, like the Blackheart Billy mohawk?
Mm-hmm.
With the big metal thing? Yeah, that's cool.
It's cool and all, but then you think about if you, say... run into a wall.
That's always been my question.
Are the spikes going into the wall, or are the sockets going through your brain? And the answer is probably
is it drywall or brick?
Even drywall, I would guess. Like, your skull is not that thick. Well, mine isn't.
Well, I'd have to think, you're kind of, you know, like, aren't domes and whatnot a pretty structurally sound shape, but if you puncture a hole in them, they lose some of that?
They do, and the surface area of the socket is not that wide. It's wider than the point at the other end, but still.
Yeah.
Doesn't strike me as the brightest idea. I don't know. I have a couple more tattoos that I want to get, but I think I've got all the metal shoved through me that I'm down with.
I think you just have, like, two earrings?
Yeah.
One then again, as soon as I got that question out, I'm like, you know, there are answers to this question I don't want to know.
Yeah. I have one through my clit. It's a sex thing.
Yeah. God damn it.
I don't see. I keep waiting for you to throw in a question, and I forget you can't see the list of questions.
I was going to say. I was just about to apologize for the fact that I can't help the pace because I don't know what the questions are.
That means I have to actually pay attention.
Yeah, I've just been watching like Lounge and Harem and Radio, and just having people go, "Who the fuck is on with Scully?" And just them finding out and being very disappointed.
Uh-huh.
So that's cool though. My ego's big enough to take care of that.
Truly says, is a hidden temple revamp part of your plan for the new level 11? Not so much. But the new level 11, I mean, it's not a new level 11, it's just a level 11 that once you've ascended a couple of times, you can do the quest in less time and less ass pain. Like, once you've seen all of the content, and you've enjoyed the fetch quest, and you're done with it, you can skip it in interesting ways.
I can get behind that.
Yeah. Because I discovered last week, like, I was telling once again my story about how I love the level 11 quest, it never gets old, and I think it's great. And Jake asked me how many times I'd done it. And the answer is, like, 4.
Yeah.
So, of course, like, I forget about parts of it, and I enjoy it, and I'm sure.
And those are probably spaced out
does.
A bit.
Yeah, because. No speedrunner, I.
Yeah. I'm certainly no speedrunner, but I'm still, like, I ascend every couple weeks.
Hmm.
So, between the 4 characters. So, it's, yeah.
I just ascended. And because I wanted to. I had finally played to level 15, which was my goal for a long time. And then I saw the new Postamancer summons go in. I went, huh, I wonder what these Postamancer summons that I just wrote are all about. Maybe I should. Maybe I should give it a shot, because I'd never heard of Postamancer summons before Zach said, hey dude, we don't have enough of these in the game already. I was like, don't we?
I think I used those. I think I've used those. I never played Postamancers.
Hmm. I like the Sorcerer a little bit better.
Yeah, I just find
I like the Seal Clubber a little better, because I just like to walk up to something and do a whole bunch of damage.
Yeah, I tend to do Seal Clubber or Sorcerer for the same reasons. Those seem to have a lower... And I'm sure some kid with a Excel spreadsheet open right now is going to get pissed at this, but they seem to have a better, like, click a button for a small amount of MP and do a lot of damage than the other ones.
Yeah.
Kid right now is pissed off, but...
There was a website did a guide for new people playing Kingdom and concluded that the Disco Bandit is the best.
Fuck that.
Okay. New players, I can't stand playing Moxie class.
No.
I just like dance around, failing to hit the monster, and then get the shit kicked out of me. So I'm just not good enough at this game to play Moxie class.
Same here. Which makes us preeminently qualified to be doing this show.
Word. Panic... or P4N1Q, says, any thoughts on the MMO Entropia universe obtaining a banking license and allowing its players to cash out their virtual currency for real money? I think that's kind of a terrible idea.
Wait, say again, but slower? I was drinking.
Some MMO is obtaining a banking license and allowing its players to cash out their virtual currency for real money. I think that's a terrible idea. Because that means you've admitted that your currency has a cash value.
Doesn't that... I gotta think that somewhere in there, then, there's gonna be some kind of fucked up legal ramifications.
Yeah, like...
Where, you know, scamming someone out of meat in KOL, like, makes you a douche, but so what? You can choose to ban the account, or they can, you know, reimburse them. Or if suddenly go, no, you just fucked me out of X amount of real-world dollars... Aren't you going to suddenly have lawyers involved over in-game, you know, Ponzi schemes?
Or if somebody gets disabled from multi-abuse, say, and they have 15 million meat, well, if 15 million meat is actually worth $30, do we...
And you're going to demand that you cash out the account before you disable it or something.
Yeah. My thought was, I really hope their programming is air fucking tight, because even World of Warcraft had duplication bugs.
Yeah. I mean, considering there's always, like, yeah, every, what, few months you hear, oh, someone found a way to make X in whatever game.
Yeah.
And, you know, they close up the holes pretty quick. You guys especially, I used to hear about those all the time. But, was it Jick said he hired someone who knew how to program or something? So, well, I'm totally not trying to be all bitchy about, like, I'm a smart programmer because I can't program shit. I can barely set my timer on my VCR.
Yeah, we pretty much had people actually start testing things before you rolled them out live. I mean, for a while it didn't matter. They could roll them out, you know, we could roll shit out and people could make a whole ton of meat and then we just sink it one way or the other.
Yeah.
Because it was early enough that people didn't care. But it just never occurred to us to do the things that these exploiters did, so they helped us make the code more robust. Like, if I see a box that says, you know, use X number of something, I wouldn't think to put a negative number in there or a letter.
Yeah, but I think I'm just not lateral thinking enough to do that kind of shit.
Yeah. I mean, that was the kind of thing. There was one thing that if you went to go spend X meat and you put a negative number in there, it would just give you a bunch of meat.
Huh. Yes, I guess then again, I'm also never looking for, like, either A, what the hell would happen if I tried this, or B, like, I wonder if this would fuck the game somehow in my favor.
Hmm.
I'm always looking to play the game on its own terms, whether this game or whatever game. I don't really look for exploits. So, I guess it would just never occur to me to try something like that.
It would occur to me to look for them, but it wouldn't occur to me how.
Yeah, there's maybe. Well, I suppose, aside from, like, typing give me free money in chat and seeing if it worked.
Put a slash in front of it. You never can tell with all those slash commands that CD Moyer has been putting in.
I still just find slash Romans to be delightful.
Yeah.
Just one of my favorite little quiet, simple jokes.
Yeah, I'm just amazed how much of this game you can play from the chat now.
I don't do much.
You can use items, you can eat and drink, you can... There's slash go now, where you can just it's slash go in a location and it'll go there.
Huh.
There's slash count, which will tell you how much of something you have, and
that's kind of neat. I don't know. I guess I feel like I'd have to spend so much time learning new commands, and I'd rather just click the button twice than have to read and memorize something.
Like when I was down doing the C content, I had to run Frigno's, Potion, and Connery's, and Hawking's just to stay alive down there.
Sure.
So I would go to the mall and buy, like, 100 of each, and then I could just go slash count Connery, and it would go, you have 50 of them left, and I would go slash use 10 Connery, and it would use them for me, and yeah.
Sexy.
Yeah, anything that involves not having to go to the inventory screen is choice, which says something about the inventory screen, I know.
Yeah. I've only dabbled in the undersea stuff because I kind of keep waiting for it to be done before I go spend a whole lot of time in it.
That's okay. There are two forum threads devoted to how much it sucks to adventure down there.
Yeah, I played like a few adventures in one of the zones. And I'm like, this is cool, but I don't want to get to the end of this and be like, oh, neat. Oh, wait, there's really no reward yet for any of this stuff. And I'm sure by now there's a fair amount of stuff from what I understand from all the past radio shows and all that. But
There's enough to warrant doing the existing content at least a couple of times because there are skills down there that are useful.
Are they mad?
They are. They're insane. They're pissed off and insane. It was just kind of strange, people going, it's not worth adventuring down there because you can just buy all the stuff in the mall. And I said, doesn't that mean that it's worth adventuring down there for the people who are selling the stuff in the mall? And they were like, shut the fuck up.
Huh.
He said, we think it's too hard to adventure down there. There's too many restrictions. I said, it's really easy to get your item drop over that negative 200%. It just means you can't run it plus 300% like you usually do.
Yeah.
Some would call that a challenge, not a pain in the ass. And they said, shut the fuck up. And I said, okay. I'm just going to kind of step back and let you guys talk.
Are the forums particularly cranky compared to, say, the people you meet at con?
Jesus, yes.
Okay, because everyone, I think without fail, that I met at con was super nice.
Hmm.
You know, like, I mean, I certainly didn't meet everybody, but I met a crap ton of people.
And
they were all nice.
On the forums, like, nobody's rude, per se.
No, but, I mean, they just seem cranky.
There is a lot of... Just the assumption that we don't have any personal feelings tied up in the game, I guess.
Which I've always been impressed. It sounds like I'm totally just sucking your dick for this entire show.
No, that would sound more like,
yeah. But, no, I mean, I've always been really impressed. Like, people will PM stuff to the radio shows and just be like, you guys suck balls, here's why. And you guys go, well, you know, I think the valid point behind that tirade was blah, and you kind of discuss it intellectually, and I would be so emotionally inflamed immediately.
Did you read my Crimbo rant?
No, I don't think I have. You've referenced that enough, and knowing you at least as well as I do, I go, wow, anything where you say you're pissed must have been pretty freaky. Because I don't know if I've even seen you perturbed in real life.
It's more, these people can piss me off more than anybody can in real life. You get things that are worded kind of heavily from the get-go. And not intending to be rude, I think, but just people who don't think about the fact that we're people who make this game. It's not like a computer system. So, like, well, this item certainly doesn't suck ass as much as everything else in the game. And thanks for the compliment. Like, somebody last week said, now that you've made the other classes worthwhile, are you going to do anything to the pasta mancers?
Yeah, like, and rather than the idea that, like, you're some big faceless corporation, yeah. It's like, dude, it's like eight dudes.
And it really surprises people when I go, yeah, well, fuck you. They go, you can't say fuck you, I'm your customer.
Yeah, you should rise above, man.
And I'll go, fuck you. We don't want you as a customer. They're like, well, I've never donated to this game, but I was totally gonna, and now I'm not. And I go, fuck you. It's fun.
Okay, so I have to get by on one solid gold Lamborghini.
The fun part about Last Crimbo's rant was I really wasn't pissed at that point. It was so ridiculous to me that every year this Christmas is terrible, and last Christmas was the best thing ever.
Yeah.
For 3 years running. So, I did my huge tirade, fuck you standing up, fuck you sitting down, fuck you waking, fuck you sleeping, just like paragraphs of obscenity. And someone posted, man, I feel kind of, like, collectively insulted by that. You should really watch your language. I said, I'm really sorry that you feel collectively insulted by that. Fuck you personally and individually. That is the attention to detail that we take in this game.
There you go. Oh, excuse me.
And then I answered the biggest of the complaints about last year's Crimbo by introducing the Crimbomination, which pretty much said, okay, you guys had a point.
Yeah.
But fuck you.
Oh, okay. I was trying to remember what last year's Crimbo was. That was the mutant one, right?
Yeah, people were complaining that the ending wasn't particularly impressive. It's like, fuck you, the ending, fuck you, impressive, fuck everything. Okay, so the ending was kind of weak. Here's the Crimbomination.
I think the, was it 2 years ago that was the big Halloween slash Crimbo? Or is it three?
Three.
Jesus, really?
Yeah, 2 years ago was the Borg.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I forgot about that. That one was good, too. I don't know. Probably the Halloween one stands out as my favorite, but the board one was pretty fun.
But yeah, both of those were the worst. Total disappointments.
Oh, really?
Until the next one.
I forgot. I always think, when I think worst, I always say best.
That's so perverse, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm a little distracted. Greta just came up into our bedroom to change and get ready for work, so she's been mincing about the room naked just to piss me off. So, as any good wife should.
Right.
God damn it.
Does she mince?
Oddly enough, huh. Yeah.
Huh.
She minces.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Fixer says, what should I do to convince my fiancé to play KOL? He's recently taken up Star Pirates, and it's tearing us apart.
What's Star Pirates?
I don't know, but it's tearing them apart. I would recommend that whenever he sits down to play Star Pirates, you put your thumb and your middle finger kind of together in a ring and just flick him right in the balls. Just flick him. Okay? Then redirect his browser to Kingdom of Loathing and start giving him head. And
wow.
If you do that enough...
I can't fault your logic there at all. That would probably work.
By the way, that's pretty much the way to get any dude to do anything.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I was trying to think of something I wouldn't do if that were the campaign and reward consequence.
The carrot and the stick.
Exactly.
Flick in the balls and a blowjob.
I'll pull your cart.
Although this Star Pirates thing looks kind of cool.
Neat. Man. Yeah, I broke down and started playing World of Warcraft.
Fag.
I know. Greta's been carefully policing my internets now.
You're a collector, man. You can't play World of Warcraft. You'll never come over air.
That's the problem I'm running into. Is it's they always leave you with that, good, I'm done with this thing, I can quit. Hey, it started a new thread. And then you're stuck doing the next quest thread. But with Greta working at night, that means I can start at about 9 p.m. and play till 2 in the morning and then still get some sleep.
Sure.
So.
Let's see, Forsaken 1 says, will there be any chance that there will be some other clan dungeons that are a little cheaper and easier to adventure in? I don't know if the purchase price is going to be cheaper. Probably, because the next one that we put in is going to be smaller. So, easier to adventure in that it's going to be easier to navigate through. I can barely play Hobopolis.
I actually...
Dear God.
Like last... I think it was last week, started a solo run through Hobopolis with a multi. So, that's been kind of interesting to actually make sure I can see all the content, because I've played through it a couple times with my clan, but that was at a time when I was only able to get on like once a week, so I'd show up and spend 70 adventures in the sewers, and then they'd have beaten the dungeon by the time I got back on. Or I'd show up just in time to do like Burn Barrel Boulevard, and then it was gone when I came back. So, kind of should actually look through the whole bit now. Which, you know, only puts me a year and a half behind the curve.
Right. Well, you know, I just got into playing the Undersea content. And, yeah. John Keel says, why does Mount Skullhead know so little about gameplay? See, he had M.T. Skullhead instead of Mr.
Gotcha. Mountains are eternal, but not necessarily wise. It's the dude that sits on top of the mountain that's wise.
Yeah, Mount Skullhead is actually, yes. I will be your direct object. why did Brutus kick the shit out of the Pope? Because he went to Mount Olive. Anyway.
Huh.
Well, Popeye probably makes more sense. Anyway, why did Popeye beat the shit out of the Pope? Because he went to Mount Olive.
Ah, hey. I got you. Now that makes sense.
Hey. Trekic says, should I MMG? No. John Keel says, why does Mr. why do I know so little about gameplay?
Because you're too busy having sex with real women.
Yeah, dude. Well, it's just that I am a casual gamer.
Or real woman.
And it doesn't matter that I work for this game. That doesn't change me being a casual gamer. So, while Hot Stuff and Jick are busy coming up with equations while screwing each other in the asshole, I'm busy banging my wife and Matt's wife.
What?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Busy.
I guess. Hey, baby, quit banging Scully.
It was the mincing. It's got me. I'm a sucker for a mincer.
Wait, what? I got both of you now basically going, yeah, we love it. Fuck. Sigh.
I suggested that romantic advice was something that I could provide, so people have asked, can I have some romantic advice? You want to vague that up for me, SK1J? GodMilk2 says, how do I land the hot chick? Well, you're going to want to raise the
flag. Keep the hands on the stick.
Yeah, and lower the gear, right? And you want to pull up just slightly as you come in so that you don't put her nose in the dirt, because she's not going to thank you for that.
Yeah, and the flaps are more important than you think.
Yeah, don't ignore the flaps.
Yep.
Find the clitoris. There are people, Chavez actually says, what's the best way to get noticed by girls if you unfortunately are shy?
Set yourself on fire.
Yeah. Learn to juggle. I would say, don't overcompensate.
No, I guess but learning to juggle, are we talking about get noticed or get laid by eventually?
I'm sure that many... I've heard that the Renfest is just a cesspool of fuckery behind closed doors.
Yeah.
kind of head up the RenFest.
There's something to follow it up with.
Get into theater, man. If you're in high school, get in the drama program. That is where you will find the hot chicks who will put the fuck out. And you will learn confidence that will be with you the rest of your life. What women are attracted to confidence.
Yeah, you will see and touch more boobs during any time you spend working in a theater program than probably anywhere else in your life.
Yeah. Choir and band also work. People will think that you're gay, but there is nothing gay about what happens at choir camp and band camp.
That's
American
true.
Pie got that entirely right.
Hanging out with the geekier kids, the geekier kids are the ones that actually get laid.
Yeah.
All the popular hot kids are too busy trying to look good and then not give it up.
Yeah. Don't worry about the cheerleader. You don't want the cheerleader. You want the chick.
Get yourself a sleazy emo girl or punker or alternative chickie or whatever the equivalent is now.
Yeah. Get someone who can give you head and give you brain as well.
Yeah. That's what I'm was that an Atmosphere quote?
No, but it's
something about gives good brain, I think, from Atmosphere.
I know Kanye West asked, have you ever popped champagne on a plane while getting some brain? Whip that out, she said, I never seen snakes on a plane.
I see.
You should really
listen. Does he also call her a dyke?
He does. You should listen to more Kanye West. He's a total nerd. Excellent.
Interesting.
More Than Bored says, should I tell a boy girl at school that I like him, her? If you're into trannies,
honestly,
man,
yeah. If there's a tranny at your school, they could use all the friends they can get because they're probably getting shit on. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's totally bad. Yeah. Oh, the actual advice for people trying to get noticed by the opposite sex, especially dudes, is spend your time getting more interesting.
Right.
That's honestly the best thing you can do. It's just so that when you ever do get a chance to talk to someone, you have something interesting to say.
Actually, I think it's if you're a nerd. Like I am and was back in the day, the tendency when you meet somebody is to talk. And to talk about things that interest you.
Oh, no, never do that. That's fucking deaf.
To talk about, like, Star Trek. You know everything about Star Trek and you find it fascinating and you couldn't imagine anyone not finding it fascinating.
Yeah,
but really, no matter what it is, the first time that you talk to somebody, ask them an insightful question or even one that's like, so, how are you? Or, what's your favorite X? And just listen to the answer.
That you know, the supermarket checkout magazines for all the dumb middle-aged women that always have the tease on the cover of, like, 20 things to drive your man crazy and all that shit, and they're always incredibly wrong, because none of them say just fucking put out more. The things that they try to say, oh, you know, why do women's magazines always have a thing about, like, how to do the right thing for her as all the dudes are going to, like, see it laying on the coffee table and then read it when she's not home and then do that? That's not going to happen. I don't look at the stuff on the coffee table. Right. I got my own porn to read. But anyway, the easiest thing to do is ask a question and listen.
Yeah.
You know, as you can tell from anyone that's ever met me in person can tell, I never shut the fuck up. And unless I'm trying to get someone in the sack, in which case I'm the nice and quiet guy who looks you in the eye and nods while you talk. And Greta's just listening to this now and realizing how she was fucking fooled.
The other important thing is while you are listening, you must curb your catchy reflex. Because you will think to yourself, if she says, oh my god, I love Star Trek, C-3PO is my favorite. You want to go, no, that is Star Wars. Star Wars was created by George Lucas. It's far superior, blah, blah, blah. At that point, you will never get laid. You might as well be wearing underwear made of cast iron that are super glued to your waist. So, you know, listen to people and don't be a dick. Confidence helps, but fake confidence not so much.
True.
This is from somebody who never got laid in high school, but I've had a lot of time to think about why.
I got laid all the time in high school.
Hmm.
So. But now Greta's really mad.
the entire football team.
Oh, dude. But they had the biggest, strongest hands.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Berdofsky says, boxers, briefs, or commando, Mr. Skullhead? Inquiring minds want to know. Why I have the underwear that combines the best features of boxers and briefs. They're called boxer briefs.
Fuck that, son. Boxers all the way.
Dude, I wore boxers for, like, the first year that I realized I didn't have to wear fucking tighty-whities anymore.
Yeah. And that's a magical time in the young boy's
life. It's wonderful, yeah. And I switched to boxer briefs because we went on a family vacation, a huge family reunion, and I was going to have to sleep in a room with, 20 other people. And I didn't want my wang hanging out in the middle of the night.
Chew that.
So, for 10 years, say, I've been wearing boxer briefs. And, on a vacation recently, the only thing that I had was a pair of boxers because all my underwear was dirty. And I put on the boxers, and it was like wearing a diaper. There is so much fabric in a boxer.
I think you're doing it wrong.
No, man. I put this up, the thing on, put my pants on, and just the entire day, I was like, God, there is so much fabric just bunching all around my junk, and my cock keeps coming out of the fly, and
I really think you're doing it wrong.
Wearing some
I've
boxers,
always found that
man.
The boxers tend to just kind of statically attract or something to the pants that they're inside of.
There's
so
just
you don't
way
even
too
notice
much
the
crotch
difference.
On these boxers.
Yeah, like I said, I think you're doing it wrong. Which is,
I don't know. The boxer brief, you got plenty of room for the junk. It goes down the leg, so you don't get any friction going there. And
That sucks. That is the one that keeps going back to the boxers.
Yeah. There's not too much fabric, but there's enough room for my sizable genitalia to rest.
So in the last 30 seconds or so, did we just out queer? Chicken hot stuff?
No. It's okay for men to talk about their underwear with other men. It's not okay for men to trade underwear with other men.
Oh, so they're still... Okay.
Yeah.
I can only assume.
Right, yeah. You know, there was this one time that me and Vaginal Blood Fart were sitting in a hot tub. Well, actually, it wasn't a hot tub, really. It was just kind of a whirlpool bathtub in our suite in Vegas.
Oh yeah,
and
it's no, we didn't. Yeah, we did.
And he stood up. He stood up, and cheeky monkey that I am, I pulled down his underwear.
That's true.
And that sounds like the gayest story ever. If you just leave out the fact that both of our wives
it sounds
were there.
Like the gayest story ever. If you just actually tell it, it's weird how when you say it out loud. God damn it! That's right. I'd completely forgotten about that. I don't know. We may be tied now with chicken hot stuff.
Yeah.
Riff seems pretty casually aloof to the whole queer for each other debacle.
Riff has no genitalia.
Oh.
I'm convinced.
I guess I would not have gone that way. I barely met Riff, so.
No, that's not a slam on Riff.
I would ask Riff if he thinks that's a slam on him.
Okay, I would say.
Accused of being a eunuch would maybe have some kind of adverse reaction to my opinion of you.
Okay, well, think about, as far as I'm concerned. My little sister has no genitalia. That's what I think of. As far as I'm concerned, neither of my sisters have genitalia. Smooth angel Barbie doll crotch, right?
Right.
That's how I think of Riff. To me, Riff is an asexual being.
Again, I would ask Riff how he feels about that.
Well, there are plenty of people who want to fuck Riff. I'm just not one of them.
I see. Okay.
I'm two of them. That doesn't make any sense at all.
None. Hey, you know what would be really awkward is if we were on the radio right now.
You got to throw everything at the wall and see what sticks, and sometimes something just falls to the floor with a wet thud.
Yep.
The log man asks a very easy question. Attractive, intelligent girl that really likes me but is shy or creepy, not that attractive girl that stalks me but is really obvious about how much she likes me. Which do I take? If you want to have unsatisfying sex, a short relationship, and a venereal disease, go for the creepy girl.
Exactly. Do you want to have sex with this girl, or do you want to have a meaningful relationship?
And then
the answers are different. Not that you can't have really good sex with an attractive, shy, intelligent girl. You totally can. But, she's not going to be the one that's going to involve, a plunger and stuff during sex. That's going to be the kid that hates her dad.
Yeah, do the extra work, I think. And in the mid to long term, you'll be thankful.
Always, yeah. It's the whole, read Savage Love and learn how to do a relationship right.
Yeah.
Talk to your partner about sex and you'll actually have good sex.
That seems to work.
Yeah.
You could go through life having just a stream of unsatisfying sexual encounters with total skanks, but in the end, that's going to be pretty empty.
And hot.
Empty.
But hot.
But empty. Pick somebody that likes you, and you like them, and then work out how to have good sex with them. Because it gets even better when you have, like, when you have a couple of years to practice and perfect shit.
Yeah.
Yes. Monogamy's hot. As George Michael said, sex is best when it's one-on-one.
I thought he just meant one person at a time.
Well, he did, but...
I don't think he didn't mean they couldn't all be in rapid succession. I think
he was also talking about sex is best when it's dude-on-dude.
Well,
I hope...
Which, you know, for all I know, he's right.
Yeah, it could happen. I'm not, you know, if you're listening to the show for the first time and you're wondering, is Mr. Skullhead a homophobic asshole or is he...
Yes.
...that guy who's just... makes gay jokes all the time, but isn't a homophobic asshole, it's the latter.
Yes.
Gay people are awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I'm
we
doing
heart fags.
I'm doing an all front a lot evening here. I should probably put I heart fags on it. Did you dig the song that we came in on, by the way?
Yeah, I think I've actually heard that before as like a radio bumper or the break music or something like that. I've never actually... Is that on this album or is that one of the song fight ones?
It's one of the song fight ones.
Okay, cool. See, I've never really gone to dig all those out.
I really should just put them all in an email to you or something.
That you could do it now. We're actually on the interwebs.
We're actually on the radio.
Also the radio. Oh, I just recalled that I told my coworker that I was going to be doing this. He's like, I like internet radio. I think I gave him the website, so that'll be interesting to find out if the...
It's like my
how long he lasted.
My mom keeps telling me, we really want to tune into your show. When is it? I'm like, oh, it would bore you.
Yeah. Which is, you know, half the time might be true.
Yeah.
The other half the time would be...
She'd be like, what the hell? What the hell are they talking about? And then, oh my God.
Yeah. No, it's kind of like when my sister comes to our vilification tennis shows.
Mm.
And like, it, you know, I end up taking all my clothes off or something. And I always apologize to her. And she's like, you're my brother. I know what to expect. So, I don't know. I feel like she can kind of decide whether or not she wants to know, and most often she chooses not to.
Let's see. Darcel says, Mr. Skullhead, do you have any advice for a new father? Run.
Aw.
Run.
Dude, come on.
DMC. Now,
I guess I'd want more background there. Is it, like, he and his lady just shit out a kid? Or is that like the, oh, damn, I got the call and, you know, she be pregnant.
Are you a new father, or did you just knock somebody up?
Yes, because apparently the two are distinct to a lot of people. So
For a new father, I don't know.
I found that it was very much playing a game of catch-up, but that's because I have adopted my kids at the ages of 8 and 1.
Yeah.
And so, I had to learn quickly.
For like a brand new father, take at least 3 weeks off of work. For serious. If you have a job that will let you take
that
paternity
seems like not
leave,
even enough.
Take 3 months of... You know, take all the paternity leave you can afford to take. Because the thing that made this... so easy with him was not having to get up and go to work.
So well, because like, it doesn't matter what the sleep schedule is, I suppose.
Yeah, and like the first... Oh, man. Like, the first month, he was up every 2 hours eating, and he would eat for half an hour. So you get your hour and a half to see if you can go back to sleep.
Yeah,
and
see,
that
I
would really
that
suck if you had to get up... After all that, if you had to get yourself presentable and go to work at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, see, I lucked out that, like, you know, when I met my kids, Coda was old enough to be her own little person, to be pretty rad already. And Austin was just hitting the point of starting to walk. So, not a lot of the getting up at night, except for when he was sick, which, you know, that's not that bad. Greta's laughing at me for talking about kids.
Now, I would say that having a kid is not as... It's not as hard, and it's not as scary as everybody says it is. Even having an infant, it really hasn't been. And it's
a
been
few
10
episodes
times
back,
as much fun.
Okay. Yeah, a few episodes back on the Savage Love podcast, someone wrote in saying, you know, some of my friends are having kids, and it seems like it sucks. Like, is it really worth it or not? And so he said, oh, okay, people just call in and record a response to this guy, you know, for or against... And I called in, and one of the clips of mine they used was that my theory that anything you ever think will suck about having kids is 100% true times 10. And But the thing that you don't notice until you actually have one is that the stuff that people say is good is as good as they say times, like, 1,000.
Yeah.
You know, so for every horribly, horribly shitty thing, it's way worse than you think it's going to be. Way worse. But the good stuff's that much better. So, you know, go forth and reproduce, and then, you know.
Yeah.
Tell them they have to obey me so I can have my own little army of ankle biters.
You gotta start by having sex with women.
Which means join the theater and shut the hell up and listen.
Right.
To me.
And tell everyone that you get your relationship advice from Vaginal Blood Fart. Vaginal Blood Fart, the name's so nice, we said it twice.
TM.
.com. Is vaginalbloodfart.com available? Have you checked?
You know, I haven't. I see, maybe I should have done that. I actually got myself a domain so I can do a podcast. And I, oddly enough, didn't think to look for vaginalbloodfart.com. I can't imagine that wouldn't rocket to the top of the iTunes charts.
How is your name in KOL? Is it all one letter? No, it's not. Okay.
No, vaginal one word, blood fart one word.
People are asking, who the hell is on the radio with you?
Some douchebag.
And can I have sex with his face?
No. And it's a Bloodhound Gang reference. So there. Two or three people that got that reference can feel smart now.
All right. Teal Sack says, Mr. Skullet and friends, first, greetings and salutations. Second, so I've taken the crazy plunge and asked a woman to marry me. We are both KOLers but are trying to balance wedding costs and friends and all. Any suggestions? Wow.
Go to Vegas.
I know Teal Sack from Columbus and Baltimore.
Oh.
And he was at the meet at KOLCon. So congratulations, dude. That's totally rad.
Yeah. Congrats.
The best advice I can give for planning a wedding is do whatever the fuck you want. And
yes,
there will be lots of people telling you, like, it's traditional to invite all of these people.
Never, ever invite those people.
Like, you have to invite all of these people because that's tradition. Nah, fuck that. You have
to
invite...
As a guy who's had three weddings, the best one was the one where I only invited two people I'd met before.
Right.
That was you and Jess.
I would say, like, sit down with your lady friend, talk about what you want the ceremony and everything to be like, and then do that. And don't let anybody else tell you that this is what you're supposed to do or this is what you have to do. This is what a wedding is or isn't, because...
You'll get a lot of, like, if you invite them, then we have to invite these guys. They're going to feel bad. You know what? Tough shit. They'll get over it. And I've never felt bad for not getting invited to a wedding that someone else I knew was invited to, because I just went, sweet, one less day of dressing up and buying a gift.
Right.
And I think most people look at it that way.
I mean, the way that our wedding worked out is... It was kind of ridiculous that we managed to have that, because it was, we want to get married on the beach, barefoot in the sand, and we want to have drunken disorderly play, and we don't care whatever else happens. But that's the kind of thing where you think, yeah, that's what I want, but I'll never be able to get it.
Yeah. Oh, hang on one second. I got to kiss my hot wife goodbye.
Yep.
Ah, thank you. Okay, I'm back.
We can also take a musical break.
Oh, we could do that, too.
Which we should. Yeah, it's halftime. We'll take 10 to 15.
Oh, neat. Now I can pee.
Nerdcore could rise up. It could get elevated. Nerdcore could rise up. It could get elevated. Nerdcore used to be just a made-up word. MCs shied away from belief. Rest assured, they sleep hard no longer. We deliver the hits to give the kids with the spectacles spectacular fits. I seen one nerd foam at the mouth in his glee. He was me in the mirror rhyming, brushing my teeth. And now the hazy wee's off, don't babble 300 bar. I get no error while compiling my rhyme. The slipshod rap stylings of the hip kids continue to vex to get sex, money, power. But the jams are like flecks of seafoam against the great reef of my boredom. I seen him trying to act cool, ignored them, scored some geeked out beats in the mic. Some jugglers I kick it with don't even know I rap. It's alright, cause soon the whole nerd core will congregate in culmination of the monkey going off caught date. Nerd core could rise up, it could get elevated. Oh, and wouldn't all of those tough rappers hate it? If the nerdcore rose up and got elevated, we consider the possibleness of this not overstated. We put a salve in the blender, and the tape on the spectacles. We can probably get simpler. We'd each make a respectable legal fangler. Your despicable heckling snide remarks make it all the more delectable to mark a Jekyll and Hyde departure from the larger norm of previous status quo. The clever takes like us apply the baddest flow to limerick. The that is over rhetoric. We don't just make shop, we mop the shop floor. With rappers who romanticize the third album before four each. And we exceed your reach. We're worldwide web slingers. With the confinement, the dirty mind of the girl guys and ringers. With his own gunman, a baby Jonathan Edwin Warren from season 6 of DBS. With geniuses and devious. The scene is special to CBS, where we write rap and happy vows with nasty styles of blink and blind. This ain't your father's link of luck. The fun a lot owns you.
It's even on your rock source.
Without even talking, so many gadgets are going to stop drawing. Our stuff's got the top score spot. Yours is the sorry. Stick to the shockwave games, looking shots at the top 40. I made my own doom wad, dick wad. My own sprite to news files and stay home night.
Nerdcore, carousel, we can get elevated. Oh, and all of those tough rappers hate it. If the nerdcore rose up and got elevated, we consider the possibleness of this not overstated.
Nerd, when you say it, you best say it with awe, cause I'm the type of nerd that will bust your jaw. A nerdcore player, I've paid my dues, got lowered suspension and chromed out shoes. Hear ye, in case you ain't heard, 20-05 be the year of the nerd. Nerdcore, gonna be crazy large, any the NIC pitch. The nerd's in charge, we bust more rhymes than Theodore Giesel did. Got more game than a 2600 for punk MC's who player hate. We got one word. Just a matter of time for we're household name. So you best suck up now before fortune and fate put our asses out of reach of your quivering lips as we ride to the top on a nerdcore tip.
Nerdcore, carousel, we could get elevated. Oh, and when all of those tough rappers hate it. If the nerdcore rose up and got elevated, we consider the possibleness of this not overstated.
And I know that possibleness is not a crumb in a word. Every syllable injected is intended to be the one you heard. An absurd juxtaposition of vision and goal. Front a lot about to roll is the coma. Up tight and smoke it. Nerdcore's about to sit there till you poke it. Wanna prod it? See if it'll kick while the smart kids calculate the hip-hop shit. Got a vast network of subversives and criminals who sit in front of the screens all heedless of ridicule these days. The complexion cleared up, but the rhyming remains. And I think the same thought with great regularity, that I'm the best MC that I could bear to be. And I'm scared to be either doper or dorky, or bound the high road even if it looks quirky. Or
nerdcore could rise up and get elevated. Oh, and when all of those tough rappers hate it. If the nerdcore rose up and got elevated, we consider the possibleness of this not overstated. Nerdcore could rise up, it could get elevated. Oh, and wouldn't all of those tough rappers hate it? If the nerdcore rose up and got elevated, we consider the possibleness of this not overstated.
All right, time for a crime spree.
MC, front a lot, arch criminal for front reason not shot. Authority, though I've been running wild for days, days. Surely gonna track me down. I'm the number one menace for miles around. With the litter and the loiter and the mattress tags, all the pirated MP3s I grabbed. And all the cable I stole, certain bathroom wall I wrote them. I'm so cruel and cold to put a coat on. Even cheat on my tank. Riding all around on my bike with no helmet. Commit mail fraud whenever I see a mailman. Got a jaywalking ticket, I crumpled it up. Still bump the pool there cause I'm in
the crime spree. And I'm alone, breaking the law.
Yeah, we got APB out on all rappers who are not MC for the lot. They're dangerous, they have guns.
Harder than a criminal supposed to be. Most of the FBI heard of this MC. Called them up just to check.
This is the front a lot, and I expect that y'all are tracking me down, catting the mouse, giving it up, but still chasing around. I mean, you name it, I've done it. Slandering, pandering, a couple hundred unclear samples I rock the track.
FBI's like, we're busy, we'll call you back. Yeah, if you can find me, leave a trail of violated statue behind me. Finding in an impossible way, cause hard as I am, I don't think think that I could probably take prison for this freaking day.
I know a life of crime led me to this sorry fate, and yet I blame society.
Cuff 'em, boys. We're putting this dirtbag away.
Bizarre, bizarro, bizarro, genius baby. Bizarro, bizarro, genius baby. The father of Bizarro genius baby, she's out the womb like,
dude, why did they expatriate?
Debated at 1 month to find a point of a diaper device, a device composed of a hose and a windshield wiper. Grew riper and intellect as the months passed, or a dunce cap, ironically. Grew fussy once and she summoned me, not tonically, but through a series of editorials that she authored. Entitled, this MC from the lot, one of the worst fathers. Oxford, Stanford, Harvard called, she'd call him back.
Tuition and housing, I'm holding out for a
danger track. Distracted by her first birthday party, I hardly noticed that she brought peace to the Middle East. There at least a ceasefire with the POTUS. No dust had settled when she disproved Fermat by finding A cubed plus B cubed that equals C cubed and her sadness. That's throwing the field into disarray, got a sway by a brand new rattle in a mid-parfait. Bizarro genius, baby. At first I was elated, but eventually I grew concerned. Bizarro genius, baby. You prove my genes are grade A, but what of when tables turn? She had to settle for the field's medal, but didn't settle well all the while. Cursing the indiscretions of that Nobel, then so well. Talking out was she at this point that she nabbed a rose with the whole symphony composed in B flat. Yes, dear, it'll go with the other ones on the fridge. In between the two puccinis you translated in the bridge. Just above, I love you, Dad, in macaroni glitter. And the 37th villanelles to mom, but I ain't bitter than no quitter was she neither with the time it came to walk. Built an exoskeleton out of gelatin and chalk, which allowed her to run 30 miles an hour around the yard. You think parenting your normal little children is hard? I got scarred, scared, scamped for that. The holographic artifacts that she projected on the scene with a machine that automatically discerns your worst concerns and makes them visible. She deemed it risible, her glee was indivisible from all emanations that the baby would make. I had to become less hilarious for all of our sakes. I made mistakes, I'll admit it, dropped the kid on her head, destroyed the part of it, the thought of evil. But so she said, now I've read this thing out myself in part. She quoted, be what you sow, I had to take it to heart. I stopped to restart. I said, girl, you'll be a woman, can't be dabbling and dilettanting all the time, I'm assuming. Gotta pick a theme, focus the beam of your brain power. Her face became overcome with an insane glower, and then it remained sour. She said,
oh, I care, I told the UI that you gave me was bogey. I finally found me the nails, and I'm dialing in a career path. I think you like stops when I play with an 808 and with a mic.
Didn't need her to elaborate at all. She was already wearing the glasses, mic in the palm. She planned to become a nerdcore rapper just like me, so I shipped her to Singapore. Sold her baby ass to Nike. Bizarre, bizarro, genius baby. Sorry, baby. You work for them now. Bizarre, bizarro, bizarro, genius baby. Stitch 'em tight. Bizarro genius baby. At first I was elated, but eventually I grew concerned. Bizarro genius baby. You prove my genes are grade A, but what of when tables turn?
What, tables. And we're back.
Hooray.
Woot.
As lackluster as a woot can be.
Woot, ang plan.
What?
The Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, sorry. Gosh. Okay. We're good.
I don't know. I was trying to be funny. I do that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm told.
So it's sad. So I thought my wife was going to come down here and do some stuff and whatnot.
I've been G-chatting with her.
Yeah, and she didn't come, you know, she didn't show up, so I was thinking...
I've heard that's not surprising.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
Yeah, for a minute there, I was busy kissing your wife goodbye. And by the way, dumbass, her shift doesn't actually start till 11. Anyway, so I thought, you know, maybe she's asleep upstairs. Wouldn't that be cute? Like, maybe I'll find this tableau of my son and my wife asleep on the bed, blah, blah, blah. But, no.
She'd be like, when did we get a tableau?
She's also not listening to the show. She's sitting there on my laptop doing shit.
I think that's more people than are listening to the show.
Are not listening to the show?
Mm-hmm.
I would think so.
Globally.
I wonder how many people are listening and how many people dropped when they found out Jake wasn't on and how many people dropped the first
even
time
more
I said vaginal blood fart.
Yeah, god damn it. That was poorly thought out.
Ekimikim, or Mike backwards, says vaginalbloodfart.com is used but the website is broken or something. By the source, it looks like it tries to take you to 127.0.0.
Huh.
As Morbidus says, George Michael can suck a big one. I'm sure he can.
So my dreams that didn't include having vaginalbloodfart.com are now smashed.
Smashed indeed. Perhaps you could register like cunt flatulence. Just kind of switch the vulgarity. You know, from vaginal blood fart to say cunt blood flatulence.
I do like cunt.
It's not whatever.
I meant linguistically in this case. I think we talked about that previously, though, on a different show.
Yeah, that's a discussion we shouldn't get into. It's like when Zach starts making rape jokes. Good Lord, stop. Wow, judging by the...
Because your sides are hurting from laughing so hard?
Yeah.
Is that the... Gotcha.
Judging that people... Yeah. Judging by the responses, the questions that we've got since the show has begun, I think we've significantly lowered the level of discourse.
I tend to do that just by being here, I think. I feel bad for what little credibility you had.
Yeah, I had none. No, the jokes aren't dumb. They're just vulgar.
Yeah.
Atrophied says, any chance of you guys broadcasting on the 128K stream as well? Dude, I'm totally broadcasting on both streams.
Yeah.
If there's a 128K stream, I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, I was going to say,
somebody who works for the radio should really tell me that there's a 128K stream, because, I mean, that's awesome. That's demo CD quality sound, but...
Because that's what... This whole show would be improved with CD quality sound.
Yeah, you could hear the suck. And now people are like, Gonads and Strife! Woo! Did you watch Gonads and Strife on the break?
Oh, no. Hang on, I'll pull it up in another window so I remember to look later.
Yeah. So it makes a noise, so you wouldn't want to...
Yeah, I don't want to actually click it now, so I'll just use the Google. And it's the first suggestion. Wow, if you do G-O-N, the first suggestion in my Google is Gonads and Strife.
That's because Google knows us all too well.
I guess.
You seem to be a nerd concerned with internet memes.
Yeah.
By the way, somebody asked, what does niggling mean? Mogwoggle asked, and it means petty, especially in a nagging or annoying way. Trifling.
Yeah. And it's that last little bit of doubt you can't quite get rid of. Yeah.
It has nothing to do with black people.
No, I was wondering, actually, as soon as you said that, if someone's going to go all like, about that, but...
You know, it's
like,
funny.
You don't know what words mean.
People get on niggardly all the time.
Yeah.
And
the
even
one that
picnic.
Doesn't get used anymore. In what one?
Picnic.
Picnic.
People there was a school that tried to hold a picnic for Reggie Jackson, and the old Negro League football player, baseball player. And people said, did you know that picnic comes from when a lynch mob would get together and pick a nick or nigger to hang?
And you're like, did you know we should go to fucking Snopes?
Right. And what happened was they went to Snopes and they looked it up, and the administration said, that's totally not what picnic means at all, but it's still
you're
a word
idiot.
That's offensive to some people, so we can't call it a picnic.
Oh, good. That's awesome.
So then they said, we're going to have an outing for Reggie Jackson. And then the gay community went nuts, and so they just canceled the event.
Huh. Jesus fuck.
Yeah, that.
I'm trying to think of what you could call it then that would be as offensive as possible.
Huh. We're having an abortioning.
No, there was. I was at a Dillinger Four concert a couple years back, and St. Patty was talking about the idea that punk rock used to be all edgy and shocking, and they had a couple random people that had climbed on stage to stage dive, whatever. He's like, say something shocking. He hands the microphone to the kid, and he goes, Jesus was a faggot nigger, and jumps off stage. And the band just kind of stopped. And went, whoa. Like, because the kid just had it ready to go. Like, well done, sir. You've made punk rock shocking again. Like, what the fuck? So, and I, like everyone else in the room, I went just, and just jaw dropped.
So is there, well, like, done. Crickets chirping and then tumultuous applause?
Yeah, exactly. We're just like, oh, balls, and then, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then next song. So. I think of that as my default, like, say something shocking.
Okay. Mike says, so people are saying that asking questions to the show is much like throwing them into an endless empty abyss, is it? For the Jick and Skullhead shows, asking stupid questions is like throwing it into an empty endless abyss. I mean, sometimes there are enough smart questions that we don't get to all of them, and sometimes what we consider a smart question and what the submitter considers a smart question are kind of light years apart.
Yeah.
But
other times you could be sending in really clever, smart questions, but the two people that happen to be on the radio don't know the answer.
Right. And when you get me and Vaginal Blood Fart, let's just call him Matt. Shall
we?
When you get me and Matt together, we really don't need a question to get us talking endlessly about stupid stuff. And that is why.
Yeah,
that
I feel like
I want him to wear my ring.
Best served as filler.
He also says he successfully propagated the cannot masturbate to this meme to all of his friends. Right on, dude. That makes me happy.
I think you actually invented that, didn't you?
It
came from that breakfast at the Orange Table.
Yeah, over a breakfast at
the Orange. But I think you actually said it.
I'm going to masturbate to this.
Make it that guy. I actually did say that, I believe, the first time I held your baby.
No, I think you said that you could not masturbate to it, but...
I think you're right. Yeah, it was too cute to masturbate. Yeah, you guys actually had a kid that was attractive from birth, which many kids are not.
Yeah. The less said about that, the better.
Indeed.
Commie Bat says the plural of casino pass should be casino multipass. And yes, it should.
Why is that?
Because you're wrong about the fifth element.
Oh, fuck your fifth element in the butt.
It's just weird because most of the people I know who have exactly the same taste in movies as you and I do, or have as much overlap as you and I do, like the fifth element.
See, I don't know how much overlap we have. I guess I've never really, like, perused your DVD shelf.
Yeah,
I know ours are all, like, proudly displayed in the living room,
yeah.
But...
You
where are your
come
DVDs?
To my house. They're in the basement with the TV.
Oh, okay. See, I've only been in that room twice, I think. We usually go straight to the bedroom, so...
Yeah. The, there's a lot of... the musicals are probably not gonna... overlap.
No, I still think the only musical I really like is Pirates of Penzance. I actually watched that on, like, Encore the other day.
The Kevin Kline one?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's wonderful.
That's great.
I actually have a recessive gay gene where my wrists will occasionally go limp. I say shit like, that's fabulous. I like musicals. Like,
every part of being gay except the being into dudes part.
Yeah.
So, I'm exactly like my gay Uncle Brian, except I don't dig the cock.
Except for all the extra cock, you just have the one. Yeah, it's, I don't know, it's weird. I describe things, and I think I've done it on the show a couple times, as being delightful. And I get a weird look from people sometimes. And I'm like, I don't know if that... And like, it's got that whole weird look you see when someone goes, dude, that was gay. Except they don't say it. But I'm like, I think people think the word delightful is intrinsically gay. I've always just thought fabulous was, you know, pretty well cordoned off.
Right.
But, I don't know, delightful. I think it just describes the exact level of glee and mirth that whatever the subject was inspired.
Indeed.
Yeah, I really feel like that's... I'm a pretty optimistic guy, despite all appearances. And I find many things about being alive delightful. And I share that with people around me. And they look at me like I'm some kind of psycho. A gay psycho, apparently.
Okay. I also have no problem whatsoever with being perceived to be gay.
Nah.
You know? It's, you know, it's not gonna
I've always just taken that as kind of being synonymous with good-looking and well-groomed.
Right.
So if you assume I'm gay, I must be looking fucking good.
Ah, so one of the DJs is like, hey, here's all the info on the 128K stream. You assholes.
Wait, he's calling you an asshole, or you're calling him
I'm
an asshole?
I'm calling him an asshole, because, not him particularly, but the people who run Radio KOL.
Just in general.
One of the guys who was one of the main guys in Radio KOL is the guy who takes my hand off, I speculum, who might have said, dude, there's a 128K server, and then I wouldn't have looked like a jackass on the air. The guy who does the single highest rated show.
Yeah.
Every
he
week.
He has a good show.
Well, no, that's me.
Oh, you? I thought you meant iSpeculum. Okay, your show's okay. I like iSpeculum show.
Me and Jake. Certainly tonight we're not. Well, actually, we're 120 out of 150 on the 64K.
Are you serious?
And 23 out of 100. So there's almost 200 people listening to us at the moment.
Yeah, but the thing is, that's like saying, you know, when you look at TV ratings, and like, I'm like, oh, America loves this show, you know, and it's like, that doesn't mean they're actually sitting in front of the TV watching it.
Right.
That just means the TV's on. You know, people are, what, doing their homework, or beating their children, or whatever it is you have to do at night.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're just out of
it. Masturbating.
Right. Furiously.
I hate it when I have to feverishly masturbate.
Oh, I furiously masturbate.
Hmm. Into a teddy bear?
Into a teddy bear?
That's how I used to make fun of xenophobe. Like, apparently I learned watching the KOL documentary, which, by the way, I have a copy for you.
Hey, that'd be super.
Yeah.
I actually was just going to order one next time I got paid here.
No,
I just got promoted, so I have extra money.
I have an extra one to give to you.
Oh,
because he gave me 5 copies to give to my family and friends, and...
as we established earlier, I am the friend.
Right. But apparently when xenophobe joined Kingdom of Loathing, he wanted to avoid getting sucked into the community aspect of it, so he was intentionally a total dick to everybody. So I got into it with him frequently, just like online screaming matches to the point where I almost banned him from chat and disabled his account. But
he seemed like a bit of an enigma.
But when I met him in person, he's an awesome guy.
Yeah.
But back in the day, when we would get into these huge arguments, he would go, yeah, well, I guess I'm just going to go masturbate furiously into my teddy bear now, because that's the kind of guy I am. And so masturbating furiously into a teddy bear.
It's delightful.
Yeah. Gleebsod, any thoughts changing the pretentious artist quests so the quest items drop like oyster eggs do now after a monster fight? As it is right now, speed ascenders go out of their way to not start that quest since it adds more adventures. Huh.
Why would you need to do that quest ever? I mean, the only way to start it is by going to talk to the pretentious artist. That seems eminently avoidable.
Well, the reason why you would start it is so that you could trade in the rat whiskers that you got during the tavern quest.
I suppose, yeah. Wow, I mean, is the speed game that... I guess it must be. That the extra, like, 250 meter or whatever you get is, like, crucial?
Hey, yeah, in hardcore, I'm sure it would be.
Huh.
But it might not be worth the adventure cost.
Wow.
Apparently the 128K stream is a new thing, and the DJ...
I was
going to
say, you could also ask your unusual co-host if he knew about it.
The guy that sent me that was a little bit peeved with me going, you assholes. Now I have to remember my login to the Radio KOL forum. I'm a lousy DJ. I would have been fired from being a DJ so many times if I wasn't Mr. Skullhead. Okay, so it's probably a little late to do that on this show, but I'll add that to my list of encoders. Soon my new godlike PC is coming.
You have a godlike PC? Yeah. So it's what, imaginary?
Yeah. It can it continually makes rocks that are too heavy for it to list.
Nice.
List?
And is riddled with internal inconsistencies.
Right. Now, Jake finally noticed that my computer is well over 5 years old, and I filled my hard drive without actually having
talking
porn
about
on
that.
It. Yeah, so I have a computer coming. It has a terabyte of storage.
Have you ever had an external hard drive?
It's ridiculous. I have one now, yeah.
What do you think of that? Good, bad, indifferent?
It's weird that, I mean, it works exactly the same as the hard drive in my machine, and I could just run everything off of that, but it just seems wrong. Somehow.
Yeah. I just keep thinking it would be nice to be able to actually have all my music on my computer without just filling it.
I mean, the one that I got, like, you can get a terabyte of storage for, like, $100 now.
And that's why I keep thinking, like, okay, I could get that and actually have all my music on iTunes at once. You know?
They only have 30 megs of music. Or gigs of music. 30 megs of music would be what? An album?
Yeah.
Let's see, moving back up the list of messages. I'm not seeing anything that I can answer.
Is there anything you can masturbate to?
Ooh, yeah, that one. No, not that one. Sean of the recently deceased says, if there's Ent cider, shouldn't it be possible to make Ent syrup? I don't see how...
How are the two related?
Like... I've never had maple cider or apple syrup.
Exactly. Both flora, I guess.
I mean, in, like, cider's made out of the fruit of a tree, but you make syrup by stabbing the tree and getting its blood out.
Which makes it much sexier.
Yeah, I really don't think that you could do that to an ant without seriously pissing the ant off.
Woo.
Sad but true. Hey, there's that speculum. I should give him shit about not letting me know about the 128K server.
I think I've just seen one of my new favorite KOL names.
What's that now?
Pineapple of Despair.
That's wonderful.
That's a great name.
That's almost Bob Hope's lesbian golf card.
I still think Paint Drinking Pete was a great fucking name.
Darcel says, the fifth element is superb. I really enjoy the
opera
scene, but for some reason I don't understand.
I actually rewatched, what was it, Stargate the other day?
Yeah.
And was like, wow, this is exactly the same feeling I got when watching The Fifth Element.
Huh. See, the feeling I got from watching The Fifth Element is, this is putting together a lot of moments I remember from other movies, but then it also has so much that's weird and original in it that I enjoyed it. One of the things I like in a movie is if, especially a sci-fi movie, is if it shows me something I haven't seen before.
Like Chris Tucker?
No, like the like Mia Jovovich's boobs. Hadn't seen those before. No, I'm thinking like the fact that his cigarettes are like 80% filter.
Like that's actually the one part of that
cool
movie that sticks
detail.
Out in my mind.
Like the opera singer singing the weird techno alien opera. Never seen anything like that before in sci-fi. That was fucking cool. The dudes in their huge metal suits. Never seen anything like that before.
You ever watched Robot Jocks?
No.
All you guys that worked at video stores like 15 years ago are like, dude.
I remember seeing that in the video store, but...
Yeah, I worked
never
at the video
home.
Store for about a year, so... There are a lot of obscure, crappy movies that... I've either seen or at least, you know, picked up the box cover to go, what the fuck?
You know, it's kind of funny going through, like, Netflix's streaming stuff with my wife. And we'll go, I'll look at, like, Stealing Beauty was one title I looked at. And I said, you know, that movie was not as advertised. My wife goes, I know, yeah.
And I said, and what was advertised is lots of Liv Tyler naked. And my wife goes, I know, yeah. Because she did the exact same thing that I did in high school, which is go to the video store and rent all the foreign movies and all the B-movies that looked like they would have a lot of nudity in them.
Yeah, the ones that fall under the category of thriller.
Right.
Because thriller is just like shitty drama plus tits.
And for me, it was like any horror movie that was on Sorority Row or something, you know?
Yeah, the, my favorite, not favorite movie, but one of my favorite titles for that was Sorority Babes at the Slimeball Bowl-O-Rama.
You know, I was just going to mention that movie because that was seminal for me in every sense of the word. it starts out with a couple of sorority chicks getting paddled and then like, oh, they sprayed whipped cream all over us. We better go shower.
Right. I'd forgotten all about your creepy paddling thing.
Yeah, creepy.
That doesn't get mentioned much anymore.
Nah, you know, I had a couple of years of crazy spanking, and kind of chilled out.
Now you're just kind of slipping into routine of mundane spanking.
Right, yeah. I sowed my wild oats, and so they were. But no, like the first 20 minutes of that movie are every adolescent's dream.
Exactly, it's like watching Porky's.
Yeah. The rest of the movie is not.
Yeah. See, the thing is, I would go looking for those movies, but then end up going home with really cool but kind of boobless movies, or mostly boobless movies.
Hmm.
And so, you know, like, catching, what was it, They Live?
Oh,
with Roddy Piper?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, like, getting that kind of movie, and then being like, fuck yeah, or, you know, Big Trouble in Little China, and being thrilled with the movie I got, and then going, oh, but I guess I didn't really fulfill the goal of what I went to find. I accidentally got better B-movies.
You know, I still have never seen Big Trouble in Little China.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Oh, dude, I have it on DVD. Because, you know, you need to have pristine digital playback for for rubber monster suits. But, yeah, we'll watch that next time we do a movie night.
Sweet.
What did we watch last time? Did you bring the movie or did we?
You don't. I can't remember at all.
I feel like we bought something because we wanted it to be funny. Because I think we bought Quarantine.
We
bought
Zach and Mary.
Zach and Mary, because Mrs. Skullhead doesn't do the horror movies.
One of these days, I got to bring over Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
You do actually.
You will
either enjoy
the hell out of it, or you'll hate it in ways that we can argue about for a long time.
I was actually thinking we should get Repo.
Ooh,
to see if you guys would go for that. Have you seen that or no?
Yeah, we saw it in the theater.
Okay, you did. Okay, I couldn't remember if you guys had seen that or if you had just talked about it. Because I was like, okay, there's one that we might be able to hit the middle ground at. So, Greta would be the wild card there, right, since her patience for faggotry is low. So I don't know if she'd do the musical thing.
Right.
So,
let's see, I would love to answer some more questions in an insightful fashion, but we're getting pure noise on the radio bugbear. Just people saying random stupid shit.
Which is my fault, because I can't help but be vulgar when I talk, and my name makes people assume I'll be vulgar.
Huh.
Which I never have been, actually, in chat.
Right.
That when I created this character, I was like, I will absolutely never say anything questionable. I think I've changed that rule now that I'm in, like, harem. But
yeah,
I've never once said anything remotely questionable just because I wanted people to be like, fuck that guy, and like, well, what did he say? Congratulations on your baby. Like, just make sure there was nothing they could report this horribly vulgar sounding character for. So, but I tend to inspire that kind of stuff. So, I'm an instigator.
It never occurred. You're a vulgarity carrier. You're like the typhoid.
That monkey
Mary,
outbreak.
Only instead of typhus, it's butt sex.
Typhoid Larry, isn't it?
Mary. Leisure suit Larry.
But I'm a dude, so.
Leisure suit Mary. Typhoid Larry.
Yeah.
Sure.
Or if I become transgendered, I can be both.
Right.
Because, you know, it's small-minded of us to think that there are only two sexes.
I know. It's terrible.
Fucking hippies. God, I hate hippies so much.
It's really hard for me because I am a total bleeding heart liberal.
Oh, damn, I hate hippies.
Except for that shit.
Yeah, and I'm not a bleeding heart liberal at all. I fucking hate hippies, and that's the one that irks me the most.
I still go by the, I guess it was on the show The Office as a joke that the Totally Clueless character says, but I think it's totally okay
to make fun of people who are not retarded by calling them retarded, and make fun of people who are not gay by calling them gay.
Yeah.
It's not saying, like, you're gay like those dirty, awful gay people.
Right.
It's just like, you're straight, and so calling you gay is funny.
Right.
When I hang around my gay friends, if I want to make fun of them, I would say, dude, that's so straight, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. So I guess, yeah. Well, how do you make fun of someone that thinks they're secretly a dolphin? Or whatever the fourth sex is? South Park had a good episode about the whole, there are more than two sexes. So.
Well, I think, you know, when I say to somebody, what sex are you or what gender are you, I'm not inviting a discussion of the sex versus gender and the semiotics of the words and shit.
Yeah, that's an A and B toggle to me.
Man, just pick one and tell me. I don't care if you have a dick and you say you're a girl. That's fine.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want, you can feel whatever you want, and I will defend to the death your right to be whatever you want, but you can't vote on the sex of a cat. It just is. Yeah.
But I would say, just fucking pick one. If I say, what sex are you, don't say, how small-minded of you to even ask a question like that. That is insignificant. I personally have male genitalia, but I am a woman trapped in a man's body. I don't give a shit. Tell me what you feel.
Oh, we're pissing off radio?
Are we? We have to tune into radio. Alright, I'm listening to the radio channel. Vent your ire. We have 14 minutes.
Yep. Change our small minds.
I mean, I have met a couple of transgender people who have been totally awesome.
Oh, yeah, me too.
They have not been the people... I've met a couple of transgender people who are also just totally wrapped up in that shit. It's like, I know you have spent a lot of your life under attack from small-minded people. I'm not one of those people. Give me a fucking break.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, but I think a lot of that is just the people being offended on behalf of other people.
I tend to find the people that get most outraged over, you know, race jokes or sex jokes or gay jokes or whatever it is, because for those that don't know, I do a very offensive show at least once a month. It's a comedy thing, and of course comedy kind of gets the license to push boundaries like that, and we more often than not get people outraged and yelling at us or writing us letters on behalf of said group. They're basically never of said group, and the ones that occasionally are just like, dude, what the hell, let me explain, like, dude, we're just exploring that issue. Oh, okay. And they're usually fine. So.
Yeah, so I'm writing to somebody who, in the radio, who said, you're saying sex when you mean gender. I said, did I not make it clear that I'm not interested in the semantics?
Exactly.
If we've decided that sex means parts and, or sex means brain and gender means parts, what the fuck ever.
Yeah.
If the question is asked in good faith, I know, it's like when I made that joke, like, is your Asperger so bad that you don't understand that you're hurting our feelings? And this dude jumped in on the forum just like, how dare you malign these people who have a mental disease? And so I went, hey, Zelania, your brother has Asperger's, right? Was that offensive? And she goes, no, you implied that people who have Asperger's aren't very good at empathy, and they're not. I was like, hey, I speculum, you have Asperger's, was that offensive? No, that was pretty accurate. Hey, you know, other four people I know who have Asperger's, was that offensive? No. So I go back to the forums, like, I just asked everybody I know that has Asperger's, and they were fine with it. And they're like, oh, sure. Your circle of sycophants would say that to you, but I'm horribly offended. And I was like, do you have Asperger's? No.
No.
Do you know anybody who has Asperger's? No. Okay, no. Then. It's kind of like the people who were arguing the roofie description. Was insensitive to victims of date rape. And we had victims of date rape in the forums. That is not offensive to me. And people going, well, then you're doing it wrong. Victim of date rape are doing it wrong.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I know many have married to one. Like, been there, done that. And they tend to be pretty cool and understand that, like, making an issue out of something that is just spoken or written trivializes the real thing. You know, like getting upset about a slight thing, like someone going, oh, blah, 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 you know. Ooh, neat, we're supposed to fight to the death.
Or if you're saying, like, that's the kind of asshole who would date rape somebody. You just made a date rape joke. No, I didn't. I made an asshole joke.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's the kind of asshole who would call a mentally disabled person a retard.
Like, right.
How dare you make retard jokes? Okay.
Yeah. Hey, do you want to fight to the death for Istanbul's amusement? No. I ask only because I think I could take you.
Yeah, I don't know. You're pretty tough. You got the mohawk.
I don't know that the mohawk makes me tough.
No, but it's an indicator. You know, like...
Really?
Yeah, like somebody with a popped collar. The popped collar doesn't make them an asshole. It's just an indicator that they're probably
gotcha.
An asshole.
Huh. So it's kind of like the hackles being up on a cat.
Right. The single fight that I was ever in my life, I was in the fifth grade.
Did it come to a draw like mine?
No, I got mad at the guy. I told him to meet me on the playground. He punched me in the nose, and I left. It's like, ow, that really hurt. I don't wish to pursue this any further, and have not been in a fight since.
That sounds relatively awkward. I think that's pretty close to my experience.
Yeah, that didn't win me any huge points on the playground, I gotta say, but I also didn't have to keep getting in fights, you know?
Yeah, I know. I kind of did the one that I felt obligated to get in because, like, all my friends were getting in a big fight with this group of other guys. And you could tell it was, like, me and the dude I was paired off with, neither one of us really wanted to fight. So we were both kind of, like, threw a couple half-assed punches that I don't think either of us really connected. They had, like, the occasional glancing blow. And just sort of kind of kept looking to the side to see when the rest of the fight was over so we could stop. And, you know, like, at the end we were both able to kind of go back to our little crew and be like, yeah. and then we got kicked out of the Catholic school dance that we were at.
By the way, Istanbul just referred to you as Vaggy Poo.
And people think I'm offensive.
Right? Those are two things you never want to combine. There are sanity issues there, people.
Yeah. And I guess then I do call it shitting out a kid, though, when women have babies.
Right.
So it's kind of... Maybe that's just a weird... You know... No, it's the miracle of life. The Vaggy Poo.
So you're saying this is what I should begin calling my child?
Vaggy Poo?
Yeah.
I'm doing it from now on.
The buzzword in our house for a long time now has been, the miracle of life is disgusting.
This is true.
Like, every time I change a diaper, it's like, the miracle of life is disgusting.
Yeah. No, it's dumb.
Intelligent design, my Aunt Fanny. But yeah, never got in fights after that. I got, some dude attacked me on a dance floor, which was weird.
The fact that you were on a dance floor or the fact that some dude attacked you?
Well, both. But yeah. I guess I was dancing too close to his girl. But it was too loud on the dance floor for me to understand that. And he jumped at me and threw three punches, and my arm, without consulting me, blocked all three of them fucking ninja style.
Nice!
And then his friends dragged him away. Because they were like, dude, did you see that guy?
He's a fucking ninja.
He will fuck you up. It's like,
that's
thank
awesome.
God I didn't have to get my ass beat by that guy.
Yes, it's time to go allow other people to buy me drinks in celebration so I don't have to do this.
Darcel says, if you could only visit one website for the next year, what would it be?
Huh.
Probably KOL. You know, as much as I don't... As much as I would miss my, like, Boing Boing and XKCD and Penny Arcade and FARC.
I'm trying to think if there's
crack.
Anything else I go to as much. Probably not. Maybe my online banking?
Yeah.
Since I hate going to the bank, I guess if I had to, I wouldn't enjoy going to that one, but goddammit, I'd be pissed if I couldn't. But that's probably too practical of a response. So.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, yeah, so then it's probably between KOL and MyFreePaySite.com.
Right?
Because, you know, prawn.
Boy, are you on their payroll at all?
No. No, that's just one of the other ones that I use a lot. So that's my top five is like Comics 101, KOL. I've been playing a lot of Legend of the Green Dragon lately.
Huh.
And a lot of Bloody Disgusting for horror movie stuff.
I've always used Joblo for my... for all of my movie news needs, but their site revamp is fucking hideous.
I've been pissed since in the last month or so, Bloody Disgusting went to always having a full frame flash ad. that you have to wait like 2 seconds, then you can click skip to go to the main page.
Yeah.
Which, like, if I could find anything else that wasn't at least as annoying, I would switch.
Right.
But for something that's just like 100% horror movie related, that's probably the best one I've found so far.
Seems like every website that I enjoy visiting because of their, like, the simple way they present information has done some kind of fucked up revamp.
Yeah.
In the past year, like, oh, it's not good enough for there to be a list on the side of the page of all the things you can look at. We have to have, like, 5 or 6 little boxes on the front.
Yeah.
That all have different pieces of information, so you can never tell what the hell is going on just by looking at it.
Yeah, fuck that.
It's ridiculous. Quite frankly.
Would you say you cannot masturbate to this?
If any of the porn sites I visited did that, I would find it impossible to masturbate.
Right, that would be even worse.
I cannot find the content to which I wish to masturbate.
Woo. You know what also makes me sad is the head injury theater dude has not posted an update since, like, before Halloween.
Does he still play?
I don't know. But I used to love going to that website, like, every couple weeks to read a new fucked up review and check out the cool art. I was actually going to see if I could commission him to do a family portrait for me. Because I would love to have, like, my family as zombie babies or something.
Now that's depressing. He hasn't logged in since 2007.
Aw.
Come back.
Because aside from needing some spell check, that dude's clever and fun.
Green Jenny says, that's annoying. Bad storytelling. How did his arm block those punches on the dance floor? Well, like,
with its mind ninja skills.
Guy pushed me. I said, don't do that. Guy pushed me harder. I pushed him so hard that he flew back about 3 feet. And he bounced. Like, landed on his feet and just came flying at me. And threw 3 punches in kind of a, you know, like a triangular pattern. I'm not sure where they would land. I think one on the chin and one to the stomach and one to the chest. And, like, before I registered the fact that the dude was coming at me, my right arm kind of came up and my forearm just blocked all 3 of the punches just kind of by itself.
Neat.
You know, like, occasionally somebody will throw something to you, and without even being aware that it's in the air, you catch it.
You snag it, yeah. If you let the instinct take over and don't overthink it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, apparently, gender equals how you feel and sex equals body parts. So, Lady Arsenic says nomenclature. You're doing it wrong.
I'll make a note of that for the next time I give a shit.
Yeah.
Because to me,
it's odd, because considering that I work in a quasi-medical profession, we have gender as a box on the thing, and you check male or female.
Yeah.
I feel male today.
I could have sworn that... Zim says, I could have sworn sex and gender could be used as synonyms.
Yeah, they can. Unless you're, like, new age hippie.
Well,
I've actually probably never met Lady Arsenic, and I don't mean to, like, pick on her specifically. She's probably rad.
Yeah, you know, that's fine. But it's just...
I'm not picking on her, I'm picking on the idea.
The reason you make that distinction is so that you can be mad at people for getting it wrong.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I'm going to make up this whole new terminology and change the definition of words, and then when you haven't read my mind, I can call you small-minded. So. We're probably just going to piss a lot of people off on the Thursday show. They're going to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Well, I wish that I could flush the bottom questions without flushing the top questions, because I would love to get these out of the queue. Frequently on Mondays, I'll look at the questions from the Thursday show and go, what the hell were you guys talking about? Because it'll be like, frankly, I think that cheese is a lousy lubricant. And what the hell was that show about?
Unless you use easy cheese.
And so. We won't talk about blood. Cause
I was just going to say, unless you have blood available.
Because it's time for us to hand off to iSpeculum.
So, oh, hooray.
Hey, I'll see you next week, guys. Thank you very much for joining me, dude. That was a blast.
Thanks for putting up with me.
Word. We'll see y'all later.